No date has been set for the Indonesian execution of convicted Australian drug smugglers Andrew Chan and Murin Sukumaran. There may be a small delay, however. Indonesia's Attorney General is waiting on the outcome of a clemency bid from a Nigerian drug smuggler. The intention is that Nigerian can be included in the next batch of executions with Chan and Sukumaran. But whether it's next week or sometime after that, it appears certain that the two members of the Bali Nine will face an early death by firing squad. Now, that is a moment that will weigh heavily for all sorts of reasons on the shoulders of Bob Myers. He was barrister to Scott Rush. His death sentence as part of the Bali Nine was commuted to life. He remains, Bob, a close friend of the Rush family. 10 years ago, Bob Myers tipped off the Australian Federal Police in an effort to stop Scott Rush from travelling to Bali in the first place. Bob Myers, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Jonathan.
A fateful moment 10 years ago.
Well, it was, Jonathan. I mean, we've all learnt a lot since then, because although I thought at one stage I might have been responsible for some of this because of my call to the AFP, we now know that they knew all about this operation well before I ever knew anything of it. And the AFP were in a position to prevent the whole thing. They had a duty to see that a crime wasn't committed, and they could quite easily have done that by arresting all nine of these people, including the two that now face the firing squad, before they ever left Australia.
And why did they not do that?
Oh, Jonathan, it's difficult to know. I'm not privy to their thoughts. But I think it's right to say that at that time we were concerned about terrorism as we are now. And I really think it was an endeavour to ingratiate, that is to say the AFP, to ingratiate themselves to the Indonesian authorities. And these people were considered just bit players, peripheral damage. And if they had to pay the supreme sacrifice, it was for the good of Australia.
Whose fate would have been well known to the Australian Federal Police when they gave this information to the Indonesians?
Jonathan, no doubt about it. And in fact, I went up shortly after the arrest, and I was speaking with the AFP there, and they appeared to me to be terribly cooperative. I didn't know of the background, and they were both misleading and deceptive as far as I was concerned. They acted as though this was something that Indonesia had done all of its own accord. They were terribly concerned about it. They were going to do everything that they could to ensure that none of the nine ever faced the death penalty. And it was just all lies and deception.
Tell us what happened, Bob Myers. I mean, concern for Scott Rush, that's what led you to the AFP. I mean, take us back and to that concern and to the conversations you had with police.
Well, Scott had difficulties with drugs here in Australia, and I'd known that. I was a friend of the family's, and I'd assisted Scott in the past. Lee found out. He was called by a flight centre and told that there was a ticket there for Scott to Indonesia and a passport and all that sort of thing. And Lee knew that Scott didn't have a passport, didn't have any money, certainly couldn't afford an airline ticket. So he called me immediately, and we both worked out that he was up to no good. And I said, well, look, I've got a contact in the AFP. And I called this fellow, not that he was involved with drugs, but he went off and spoke to his superiors and really came back, and they feigned, and I'm not accusing my contact of any deception. I think he was doing what he was told to do. Had the lid blown off at that stage before some of these kids had even left Australia, that was the end of the operation. That was the end of the cooperation with the Indonesian police, and perhaps it was seen that might have been the end of the cooperation in relation to terrorism and the like. So they weren't going to let me blow the operation apart.
Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran will die. That seems almost entirely inevitable now.
I'm sorry.
Go on, Bob.
No, well, Jonathan, I was going to say, unfortunately, that appears to be inevitable as far as I'm concerned. I would hope not. But being realistic, I think that's so. And I've been saying for the last 10 years that perhaps their only hope isn't to be critical of Indonesia for having the death penalty. I mean, we can be, but that's their law, and we know it's their law. But I would have thought that the part played by the Australian Federal Police in this And let me say, the AFP has been absolutely silent for a decade. And I've been talking about this. I've been down to Canberra. I've spoken to the politicians. And the AFP have said nothing, because I suspect that most of what I say is absolutely accurate. They knew exactly what they were doing to these people. And they're the ones that should be coming out now and saying, look, we've made an enormous mistake. And we ourselves ask the Attorney General. I mean, Mr. Ruddock is still in Parliament now. He was the Attorney General. I went to Canberra and saw him. Mm. And he didn't say, I didn't know anything about it. And he's the only person that could have authorised the operation. But when I said, look, you knew nothing about this and you gave no authorisation, he made it very clear to me that that was the case.
You made a case in the federal court 10 years back that the AFP should not have assisted in this process, because it inevitably will have resulted in the executions we're about to see, that the AFP is required not to act in that way. What happened in that case?
Well, it was heard before Justice Finn in the federal court in Darwin. I was one of the witnesses, so I didn't actually appear. Colin McDonald was the counsel. But what Justice Finn ruled, and with respect, it was probably quite accurate. Mm. The guideline at the time prevented the AFP from cooperating on request from an overseas nation that had the death penalty, unless the death penalty was taken off the table. And here, this wasn't a cooperation at the request of the Indonesian authorities. This was voluntarily giving information to Indonesia. And of course, the guideline didn't say thou shalt not do that.
So that's the loophole.
Yes, that's the loophole, as it was put by one of the columnists in recent times, that Justice Finn tiptoed through the, and it's not a criticism of him, that's what the law was.
So if Indonesia had asked us for information about the Bali Nine, that would, the AFP would not have been able to do that, but given that they simply volunteered, it was okay to send these Australians potentially to their executions.
Absolutely, Jonathan, and that's what I've been on about for so long, and I identify this as being the 11th hour. As I say, I think the death penalty, as far as Chan and Sukumaran are concerned, is just around the corner. Mm. And I'm really urging the politicians, I'm asking the AFP stand up and say, look, this was our fault. We had no authority to do it. We didn't act illegally, as Justice Finn found, but Jonathan, it was so close to illegal activity.
Is that still the rule? Is that still how it works?
No. Of course, Justice Finn, at the first paragraph of his judgment, in fact, said this is really quite unsatisfactory, and there has to be a proper guideline so that people know what they can do and what they can't do. And as I understand it, I've not looked at it, Jonathan, but introduced about 5 years ago.
What will go through your mind when that execution takes place, Bob Myers?
Oh, Jonathan, we're in Australia. I'm just speaking as an Australian. I'm just speaking as on behalf of all Australians. We are absolutely opposed to the death penalty. It sickens me to think that the very organisation charged with our protection, the AFP, we should be able to go to them and say, look, I'm in a bit of strife here. Can you give me a hand? Mm. That's their job. That's what they're there for. And to think that they can betray 9 young Australians in the way that they did is really just outrageous.
Bob Myers, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Bob Myers, he was lawyer for Scott Rush, another member of the Bali Nine, two of whom, it seems almost certain, are set to face a firing squad within fairly short order.